Hello, everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts episode 391. I am Door-to-Door Geek. This is the Empty the Tank episode where we bring everything we have from this week and we just let it go, let it go, let it go.
Oh, geez.
We are joined this week by Eric Ardini. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Door. How are you?
I'm finally starting to feel rested after Chicago. I will say, regardless of my activities during the day, I don't think I ever slept good, and that's really rare for me because I'm the guy who can probably sleep through the Third World War.
Are you ready for tomorrow?
No, but yes, tomorrow? Because I'm taking off work, so yes, I am.
No, tomorrow's Saturday. This is the Friday show.
Oh,
Straight Outta Compton comes out tomorrow.
Sorry, but I'm from Glen Burnie, so I don't know where this Compton is that you speak of.
There's a Compton, Illinois, too, but not nearly as cool.
My son
did prove to me that he is my demon spawn. So, yeah, he asked me if he's told me he wanted to go to see that movie. So I know for sure that we are related.
Okay, I'll just say this. I'm very sure almost nothing in that movie will be accurate, just because it can't be.
Oh, you know what else is coming out on movies?
Ice-T, I Got the Power?
Oh. Nope. A new Pink Floyd The Wall movie from Roger Waters.
Great.
Yeah, in September.
Oh, great.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, I watched the trailer for that yesterday. A friend of mine who lives in Texas, she texted me when she found out, and I was like, thank you for giving me a heads up on this. Man, I got goosebumps watching the trailer. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, type in Pink Floyd The Wall 2015 trailer, and then, man, I can't wait.
Well,
it's gonna be a good year.
Was the other one the one you could play side by side with the Wizard of Oz?
Well, The Wizard of Oz, they said, would sync with the Dark Side of the Moon album.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew it was something like that. I don't know. I've not partaken in hallucinogenics, so it's all new to me.
I think during the VHS days, I wore out two VHSs of Pink Floyd The Wall, the movie.
Oh. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to empty my tank first.
Yes, sir.
Because cool, yes. I know that you've got more than I do, pretty sure. So, do you remember dubstep balls?
Unfortunately, I think I do.
Yeah, and remember we tried to get the app developer on the show, and we interrupted him on a date, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, he hasn't ever stopped, though. He's got quite a repertoire of apps now. And this is one called House Cube 2. And this is along the same lines. Basically, there's a huge cube, and you tap on different cubes in that cube. It's like a big Rubik's Cube, kind of. And each cube has a different sound. Like, so I tapped on that one, and it's making this noise. You hear it? And I'm going to tap this other cube down here. And I'll turn that first one off. And you can just add these things, make your own music. You dancing yet, Dor? Isn't that great? Isn't that such an easy way to make music? Thank you, Button Beats.
Sorry,
hours of entertainment.
Sorry, I couldn't answer you, Eric. I was too busy shaking my groove thing.
Yeah, so it's a fun little app to sit around and just make some music real quick.
Yeah, I will say this. If I was younger and I was sitting around and had nothing to do, there's no doubt in my mind I would probably spend hours just seeing what kind of things I could come up with and what kind of transitions I could come up with. I am going to install this on my son's tablet
Yeah, there you go.
And just see what happens. Unfortunately, I cannot install it on my younger son's tablet because while I was away, he broke it.
How'd that? What, I mean, broke how?
Apparently, it was sitting somehow at daycare on a couch between cushions or something, and he sat on it and broke it. But I will say it's bringing something to my attention that I did not realize at first, and this came way of Josh Knucklehead Tech. The perfect quote-unquote device for a younger kid, you know, like under the age of 10, is not a tablet. It's not a cheap tablet. It's a like a 2-plus-year-old phone, or at least a year-plus-old phone, because they're smaller, their hands are smaller, okay? So the smaller phone makes good sense, and the battery won't last for more than a couple hours. So they can't sit there for 6 hours straight playing something. They can only do it for like an hour or two at the most, and then the battery goes dead, which is good because I do not want him nonstop on the device. So I might look at getting him a used phone for his next device.
Well, that's a good, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about the smaller hands and smaller devices. That's a good idea.
Well, and here's the other plus. With a slightly older phone, you can probably get semi-ruggedized cases with them, too. So even if they drop or sit on them, it could probably make it.
You could probably get a 2-year-old ruggedized case on the clearance rack for real cheap, too.
Right, like exactly.
Just Staples or something.
Right.
Nice. So yeah, that's good thinking.
So that's what I'm going to be shooting for next.
Cool. I think I've got another app here. It's called SnapPad. A lot of times we have these apps that have a little either visible or invisible slide from the left or slide to the right kind of hot area, you know, on your phone that will maybe launch other, make shortcuts to other apps or do a certain thing. This is basically a hot spot on your phone. You slide it over and you can then just take a quick note.
Huh.
And it overlays right over top of whatever you're doing. You can, you know, mark up something, even save it. It's handy. I mean, I've already got a lot of these features built in with my note, but it was nice just to have it really very quickly. If I didn't have the note feature of memo note, where as soon as I pull my pen out, it opens up the same kind of thing.
Right.
This would be something I would go to, like say on my tablet. If I wanted to take a quick note, I happen to have my tablet instead of my phone with me or something.
Yeah. When you first said this, Eric, I thought this sounded really stupid. I'm not going to lie. It sounded dumb. It's like, what are you talking about? But then when you start to think about it and you see in action, it actually makes a hell of a lot of sense, because there's more than a couple times where somebody says something to me that I need to either write down, remember, keep in mind, whatever. And it's much easier sometimes to just draw a quick thing, like a dollar amount or you know, couple numbers, couple letters, versus pulling out your keyboard and type. And it is like a side launcher kind of thing. Like, say you have the little tab right there you can hit. I am installing this.
Can you though? I'm just reading down here. It says SnapPad only works on Samsung devices since it uses the Samsung S Pen SDK.
Oh, it said this.
Does it say you can?
It says it can be loaded on my Cube i6 tablet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try it, see if it works.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. Here's the reason why my brain was already going in this direction. And yes, this is a side tangent. Okay, I'm going to put this in the chat for people. Just look for it yourself after the fact. It's called Rocket Book. R-O-C-K-E-T-B-O-O-K. Don't know if you saw this, Eric. This, to me, is a unique combination of technologies. It's like a spiral notebook, 8.5 by 11 kind of thing, with what looks like laminated pages on it. You get these special Sharpie pens called like quick pens or something like that. You draw anywhere on the pages. There are categories at the bottom you can identify. You can take your phone and very, very, very quickly scan them as PDFs into your phone. But here's the whole kicker. When you're done with the book, quote unquote, you slap the whole thing in the microwave and nuke it, and all the pages blank.
Nice.
I showed this to Liam Tidwell, who immediately went to a craft store, bought a couple things, and basically made his own version of this. And he said it does indeed work like a charm. He doesn't have the software that will automatically send pages to Google Drive or automatically send pages to Evernote or something to that effect. But he has at least the bones of it, like, already starting off. I'm kind of mentally hooked on this kind of idea because I need some alternate means to take down notes kind of thing. That's why I like the idea of your app. That's why I'm installing it. And because to me, it kind of rang the same bell as this Rocket book.
Okay, so this is the thing. Martin Obando ordered two of these. Is that right?
Martin ordered one. I believe Liam also. Martin ordered two. Liam, I also believe, ordered one just for the software.
And they're selling it for $29?
They had a couple different campaigns with a couple different things in them. I believe it was for as low as $29. I think the normal price was almost $40. That's where you get the big book.
So you fill it up. You don't have to nuke it until it's full, and you just start over.
Well, yeah, or you don't have to wait till it's filled to nuke it. Kind of thing.
Yeah, I came in on the Voxer conversation late. I wasn't sure exactly what you guys were talking about, and I started hearing about friction pens and things like this. Yeah. And attaboy Liam. He made that thing and it works. And I was kind of thinking, okay, yeah, like PDF, you know, cam scan would work.
And I got reprimanded by my friend because I kept saying cam scan. He just kept saying, no. Google has a built-in scanner that uploads right to Google Drive. Stop talking about cam scan. So I'm going to stop talking about cam scan.
Google has a built-in scanner called what?
It's just a scanner.
Oh, yeah?
You just open up your Google Drive and say new, scan, bam, and it goes up. The only thing I'll tell people is if you live in an extremely frigid climate, okay, like, let's say Buffalo, northern Buffalo kind of thing, if you use this book for a length of time, then leave it in your car overnight and it gets like literally like near zero and it sustains that temperature for a length of time. And the book actually gets to that temperature. When you open up your book, you're going to get everything back you've ever wrote in it. So if you do like the idea, the sound of this, make sure it does not stay in extreme cold temperature for any length of time.
But then you could nuke it again and wipe it out.
Yes.
But it would be hard to read what you just wrote.
Yes. Then. Unless you, every time you use a different color or something.
Yeah, I wish they could take the taking a picture of this of the page out of that. You know, I wish it had, like, the spirals were Wi-Fi antennas and just automatically somehow uploaded, you know, I don't know, like a tablet. I guess. Well, that'd be a tablet, though, I guess.
I don't know. I've been looking for months at ways of doing this, boogie board sync and everything else. Mostly every other way I've seen completely sucks or has something in it about it that's completely flawed. This so far, I think, is the closest thing to the best of both worlds kind of thing.
I like the idea of finding new uses for my microwave, though. Right. And hopefully those spirals are plastic.
Yeah, I think Liam used leather, some kind of leather.
As he would. Okay, I got one more app here.
Okay.
This is called Apple Shooter 3. This is a fun little quick game. Basically, you shoot a bow and arrow and try to hit apples off of people's heads and hands.
Nothing fancy
about it. They'll hold an apple in their hand. Hold it out.
And okay. Shoot
it, off of there. It is rated M, mature 17 plus.
Yeah. Because my obvious question is, what happens if you miss in the wrong direction?
You know, I didn't try that. I didn't, you know what? I might shoot a deliberate arrow here real quick.
I can't believe
you
had
that out.
Yeah. I can't.
Well, you know, I was trying to keep it. I didn't, you know, honestly, I didn't look to see that it was rated M first until I just brought it up now. I thought it was just a game, you know? Oh, I still got my volume up because of button beats. This does have some annoying music. Or, I mean, it's got music that's not that great. Maybe a little annoying. Okay, so I'm going to play it. And basically, it's kind of, you know, its physics are good. I mean, I did notice you have to shoot a little bit below the target to actually hit it.
Okay.
So we're going to line it up here. And you don't want to use your finger right in the middle of the... right in the middle of the screen, because then you really can't see what you're shooting at.
Okay.
Yeah, so I shot him in the stomach.
Ooh!
And it just kind of gushed blood. Like, spewed it out. Like I definitely hit an artery or something.
Did he, like, fall over or anything?
He got a little wavy, yeah. I gotta say, this app does have a lot of... advertisements, like in between levels, which isn't that fun. So let's see. I'm gonna see if I can aim it at his head here, and I hit him in the. Yeah, the blood effect is pretty much the same no matter where you hit him. If you don't hit it perfect, you know, if you don't hit him in the apple,
maybe that's good. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why it's rated M.
I don't know.
It's not that bad.
Maybe because you can hit somebody with an arrow, maybe. I don't know.
The arrow and the bow and arrow part of it, though, looks really good. The rest of it's just meh.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The graphics are almost mixed graphics, where the bow looks like something off of PS2, and everything else looks like Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I would agree with that. It's about right on. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's by iGames Entertainment, completely free.
Yep, except for yelling ads.
Yep, they do have other ones: Apple Shooter 3D 2, Apple Shooter 3D, Apple Shooter 3.
Oh, well, I didn't do the 3Ds.
Covering all the bases.
Yeah, but that's my tank for today, Dora.
Very cool. Okay. I'm going to not bring all my apps because, again, there's too many apps probably. First one I'm going to bring, though, is called Vain Glory, Vainglory. I encourage you to look at the video of this game.
Sounds like a heavy metal band.
Yeah. When I saw the icon, it wasn't very descriptive, and I wasn't sure what to think about it. Then I saw it was in strategy. I actually can't believe I said that word right, strategy. T for teen, completely free. Then I clicked it, and I looked at it for a second, and the images in the store didn't sell me on it at all whatsoever. Then I watched the video, and I'm kind of sold. It actually looks like it could be really fun. Now, it keeps saying it's a MOBA, I want to say is the word they're using, the vernacular, which I'm guessing is some kind of massive online, I don't know, botanist association. I don't know.
Real-time massive online battle. I don't know. It's powered by the Evil Engine.
Well, then it must be evil. And this does have built into it some local LAN multiplayer. I believe, the one thing I saw about this game that I thought could make it really cool. I could swore I saw that. I might be mistaken. But this looks like a lot of fun, I will say that. It looks like it's really good looking. Looks like it's really well paced. But this is a little bit like World of Warcraft, it looks like. Where you don't control the individual hits that you do. You basically just say a tack, and then it just goes off and does its thing.
MOBA is a multiplayer online battle arena
Battle Arena. Okay, yeah, I'll go for that. Sure, yeah. Sounds good. Okay, yeah, that was a Vainglory, all one word, by Super Evil Megacorp. Now, that's a great name.
Yeah, sounds like some TV show I've been watching lately.
Exactly. Okay, this one I'm bringing really in memory of Steve, in memory of Steve C. And that is Farming Simulator 16.
16. Oh, where did the years went?
So it took 15 of them for them to hit the big time. Now they're 16.
Sweet
now,
16.
Yeah, now they hit the big time. This is by a quote-unquote top developer. This is still pretty new in the App Store, from what I can tell. And it already has a fair number of downloads. I don't completely understand the popularity of these games, but obviously they have an audience that likes it. I'm going to guess they're not people who live in the country, and they're not people who own farms, because they would just say, I don't have to simulate, I can just go outside.
It almost looks like one of the vehicles, says all these vehicles in the video. One of them looked like a 79 Pinto. I'm surprised what kind of farm machinery that is.
Maybe that's the one you haul the pigs in, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, this one you get to do some logging. It looks like you get some... at first when I saw that, some kind of a big tractor thing with a grabber on it, I thought it was a tree shaker, you know, where you shake the cherries off or something, but no, it just tears them right off.
Yeah, and this is $5 or $4.99 from Giants Software, E for everyone. If you want to get your farming on, you know, there's no better way.
Yeah, the reviews are just okay.
Well, I don't expect people who enjoy farming to be extremely stimulating in reviews.
Well, you know, it's early. It's only 16th version, so maybe a couple more versions from what should be.
Well,
they should get dog bollocks right on.
And I expect the people who do download this and do review it to be extremely hard and demanding on what they expect.
True. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is another game. This is from Noodle Cake. We've brought in a great, 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 great many games from Noodle Cake to the show. That this is called Super Quick Hook. $2.99, rated E for everyone. This is kind of a hybrid, I want to say, between the Spider-Man type game. And I can't remember the game you and Steve liked where you could like hook the ceiling and go forward.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it either.
I don't remember the name of it. But it's a combination of that, and then one of the power-ups you can get is like rocket boots. So there are parts of stages where you have to go up to your right at an angle where you have to use the boots to get up there, and then you can hook and hang from the ceiling some more.
If you don't install this game, guys, at least watch the video. It's funny that you can have a game that you swing via a hook underground and go through the not only the grass and the dirt, but you swing down low enough and you like swinging through magna halfway caught on fire, but you keep going. It's very forgiving. You swing right through concrete walls, it looks like, too.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's only magma after all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it looks like it's a fairly easy. I mean, I don't know. Like, I shouldn't say it's fairly easy because he does die, but
yeah,
it's forgiving, I would say.
It does look very forgiving, and it is easy to pick up. I will say that easy to pick up. I'm sure it gets complicated in the further stages, but not in the beginning. Very easy. Okay, bring another game here. Get my games out of the way first. This one I believe I got as a link. Cannot remember from where, but this is called Cube Defender by Park Posse Software, completely free, no in-app purchases. This is not a Defender-type game, so do not worry, this is not a tower defense Defender kind of game. This is almost graphically like a 4-bit, not even 8-bit game. There's no detail at all in the main graphics, but it's still very graphically pleasing, I'm going to say. Very clear to understand who you are, who's the bad guys. But it's actually kind of cool, is what I'm going to say.
It looks cool. This video looks like it's extremely complicated and difficult to play, though. It looks like a game I'd really do bad at.
Yeah, I will say I just installed it today, but I got pinged about it, I believe, like 4 or 5 days ago, just didn't get a chance to play it. I don't know. There's something about this game that just makes me think that it's going to be playable.
Is it you're like on a Tron Matrix kind of thing. And then now some of the video showed like some really neat backgrounds behind the Matrix.
Yeah.
But it looked like, you know, some of these parts of the Matrix have like hills made out of squares. That didn't seem to phase the players at all, though.
No, but I do think you could go up and down through layers, but it was hard to say. Okay. Yeah, that was called Cube Defender. Just two more games just to get out of the way real quick. This first one is called Piloteer. And I just brought this because it reminded me of that bad movie called The Rocketeer back from the 80s. This is by Fixpoint Pro Production. $2.99, everyone 10 and up. This is almost like the old school Lunar Lander, where you have your jets, three different jets, basically forward, backwards, and up. And you can rotate, you can fly around, you can flop around, very ragdoll physics, kind of pretty extreme death sequences you can go through, even though it's not graphic. It almost has a Angry Birds-esque star system through each level.
This looks like a blast. It's like a paper mache kind of artwork to it. And then and then it's like one of those sort of like, I don't know, like a crash test dummies kind of physics to the person you're controlling. It looks really cool. This is a really neat looking game. Like there's a Volkswagen bug that's like definitely hand drawn,
right,
that can run you over, and it's really cool. The waves are all, everything's like crayon drawn.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to convey how this game looks. You have to go to the Android market, look for Piloteer, and then just watch that movie.
Good game. Good game.
Okay, now this game, Eric, I legitimately and expressly brought for you.
Ah.
Okay, this is called Geoglyph. Geoglyph. Geoglyph.
Geoglyph, yeah.
Geoglyph. This is by location-based GPS games. No in-app purchases, E for everyone, completely free to download. This is in German, so it will be ready for you in American, I was told, if you download it and install it.
Installed.
This is, only way I can put it, this is a unique type geo interactivity game. It's still pretty new, and by pretty new, only has 12 reviews in the Android market, less than 500 installs. And it is only at version 1.1. So it is a very new game. So if you are a geo type person and Ingress upset you or didn't scratch your itch, you need to check out Geoglyph, all one word.
It's a tower defense game that you start a campaign outside in the city, in the woods, or wherever you want. And then basically you invite some friends and try to protect your tower against your friends wherever they decide to build theirs in your town. I'm trying to read the translation here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It definitely seemed cool. It is the kind of typical real world thing where the more people you have, probably the better the game would be. So if it's just you and two guys, you know, might be a little hard to play.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to play. Plus, I'm not a tower defense guy. Yeah. I'll do it, though. We'll check it out. Maybe I'll throw one up in the front yard, and I'll have my son throw one up in the backyard, and we'll just, launch some things at each other.
Yeah, I'm not a tower defense guy either, but this actually caught my interest. Okay. This is not a game. This is not a game. This next app is called Game Maker Drag and Drop. And I'm genuinely upset there's no video, only pictures for this. This is $1.56, no in-app purchases, rated E for everyone by game designer I can't pronounce. Think of this as Mario Maker, the brand new WiiWare exclusive title where you can make your own Mario levels, just not for Mario, without the Mario graphics. You can make your own game levels on this and share them. You can make really super difficult puzzles. You can make ones that involve really precise jumping if you want. This was just interesting to me in just the right way because it can allow my kids to be a little constructive and have fun, even though they're really playing video games.
Have them make a level that they want dad to try to make it through or something.
Yeah, well, they're already quite mad because every game they put in front of me, I crush. Yeah, I'm mad. Can't believe you just did that. Yeah, I've been playing games a long time, so. Okay, definitely round in third here, Eric. Here's a app I just wanted to bring. It's another to-do list. We've seen a billion to-do list out there, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, this one's called a accomplish to-do list reborn. Rated E for everyone, does have in-app purchases, but it is free to download, free to try. I'm always looking out for a app to help with to-dos that offer some kind of ease of use or some kind of engagement to push people over the hill to actually using it. I will say this is maybe one of the most pretty to-do apps I think I've seen to date. Really one of those crazy colorful kind of apps that just looks like it does a really good job with taking list, ordering list, marking things done, putting stop dates and times to things. If you want to get hyper organized about certain things or about everything, I think this is the kind of thing that could definitely help.
Yeah, I'd love to do. I just can't get into them. It seems like why would I take time to write that down to add to a to-do list if I could just do it, get it done, forget about that part.
Right.
I've never found myself. Yeah, it's got to benefit me, right? If I do a to-do list,
well,
it should. I just make notes and just get them done later. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. It's all about having a system that works for you. Some people need systems integrated with either Outlook or Exchange or Google Calendar or something else. Some people just need a piece of paper.
Yeah, I just need a piece of paper. I've got Outlook. I've got OneNote, which I keep promising myself I'll try OneNote. I'll try OneNote. I'll use OneNote. I'll try OneNote. And then I try it and I'm like, this thing is not how, this is not how it should be. Why would they make it this way? And I just get frustrated. I'm like, OneNote, this is what OneNote I would think should be, but it's not. Something way bigger that is almost unusable for me. I need like a class on OneNote and that makes it unusable.
You and me both. I saw it once, I loaded it once, and then I closed it.
So, hey, you got more apps?
Just one more.
I got a question. Okay. I just wondered if, if you put Windows 10 on that tablet yet.
No, not because, and because I'm terrified because I don't know what it's going to do to the bootloader. Right now, it's a dual boot, Windows 8 and Android. I'm terrified if I let it do the upgrade, it's going to destroy my Android.
Oh, really?
I don't know. So I'm just going to wait until other Cube i6 3G Air owners report in on what their experience was.
I bet there's even less of those than there's U.S. Cellular customers.
I know. And I don't want to be the beta tester, Eric. I know.
Yeah. If anybody, yeah, but you're the man, Dor. You would have the mega post on the Podnuts forum showing everybody how to do that.
I know, but I still haven't even seen a way to flash it. So if I screw it up somehow, I'm terrified to get it infected on the Windows side. I'm terrified to get it infected. Because what if it gets infected to the point where I can't fix it? How am I supposed to reinstall the OS? I don't know. I don't know if you can.
USB DVD to USB DVD player to OTG cable.
I don't know.
Control Alt Delete.
I don't know. I'm just scared to do it. But I will try it probably sooner or later just because. Last app I'm going to bring has to be a regurgitation, okay? Uber. UBER by Uber, partially owned by Google, whatever, free, whatever. Okay. I never had a need for this because I own a car, okay? I never have a need for this because I have a wife. I have a father-in-law. I have a father. I have a mother-in-law. I have a sister-in-law who are all willing to help me whenever I need it. But I have a car. I don't really need this. And I don't live in this city. We were in Chicago, and me and Martin communicated with the hotel and found out that there was a shuttle that goes from the O'Hare Airport to the 720 whatever street Hilton in downtown Chicago. But we also found out it was $80 per person for that shuttle. For a hotel shuttle, and it could take up to 2 hours because it stopped at every place along the way.
Oh my!
So me and Martin shook our heads like, "What are we to do? What are we to do?" Well, Eric was nice enough to pick us up from the airport, which made it ultra convenient. We stopped on the way. We had some food at a place called Spark. I think it was.
What was it? Was it Spark?
Yeah, it was spelled weird, like Spark or something.
That's how you spell Spark.
X.
Stacks. It was Stacks.
Right.
Stacks.
S-T-A-X. Like
yeah. Yep.
Right. But we couldn't do that with a shuttle, you know, but thankfully we were able to do it with Eric. But on the way to the airport, we didn't have a lift. So Matt Rainey, formerly of Podnuts Pro, sat there and gave me and Martin like a 20-minute walkthrough on the benefits of Uber, why to use Uber, how to use Uber, when to use Uber whatever, when to use Uber Taxi, when to use UberX, when to use all these different things in there. So by the time it came time to use it, I felt good. I felt confident. I just walked out front of the hotel, didn't have to do any prep work at all. It was 6 in the morning on Thursday, like 5:45, 6 in the morning on Thursday. I pulled up the phone. I hit the Uber. I put in, I want to go to O'Hare. Literally a minute and a half later, the lady pulled up in the Lexus or Infiniti or whatever. Popped the trunk. She said, go ahead and put your stuff in the back. And put stuff in the back. And then I started to walk up. I'm like, I don't know if I should get in the front seat, in the back seat. She said, sit up front. So we sat up front. It was obvious the whole way there. It was kind of like friendly, nervous chatter because I'm a dork, so I'm hard to communicate with. But there was like, you know, friendly chatter back and forth. And then we basically, you know, we got to the airport pretty quickly, fairly quickly. I mean, it was less than 20 minutes, I want to say. She thanked me. I thanked her. She said, there's no way I could tip because I asked her, can I put a tip in here? She said, no, there's no way you can tip in Uber. She said, don't worry about it. I'm getting paid for this. So I thanked her and went on my way, and it was an utterly painless experience. The first-time user, if you use somebody else's invite code, you save $20 off. So that trip would have only been $5 or less than $5, but because I didn't have the invite code, I couldn't use it because I already had an account because I'm dumb. It cost me $25, and everyone said a cab would have probably taken longer to get the hotel and cost just as much, if not more, and I would have been in, I guarantee you, a dirtier car. I mean, because this was a nice car, well-kept, friendly service, right to the door-to-door kind of thing. I cannot speak highly enough about Uber. I will say, if you're not in a populous area, or if you're on extremely unpopular time, like, you know, 3 in the morning, you ain't going to get no Uber.
Hmm. What a good explanation of it. So, what made you decide to get a Lexus, or rather than a cab or something like that? There's different versions of different levels of Uber. What made you decide to go with that one?
I've been in many taxis before in my life, and they're all basically disgusting and dirty. That's the only way I can put it. They're filthy, filthy dirty. And I did see that. I went over to the taxi, and there was a taxi, and it did say less than 5 minutes for the taxi to come to me. And I could have pushed in their fare estimate, I believe, to tell me how much it was, because when I did the fare estimate for mine, it said between $21 and I think it was $28. And it was like $24, so it was right in the middle. And I believe the taxi did say more money.
Oh.
So I don't understand why you would pay more money, get slower service, and get dirtier service, and possibly not as nice service, because she was uncommonly nice.
So you can order a taxi from the Uber app also?
Only with taxi companies that are in camp with them, but yes.
No, UberX, what's that?
UberX, I believe, is the cheap one. That's the one that I went with, and it was like a Lexus or Infiniti. It was really nice. Uber Black is like closer to limousine-type service, I'm going to say. While it might not be limousine, it's supposedly nicer service. And then there's Uber SUV, where you get like a Explorer, Escape, Highlander, Suburban-type roomy experience.
Was the car you got in black?
No, it was white.
Oh, okay. Cool. And how did you know it was her? How did she know it was you?
When she said okay to it, it showed me her picture.
Oh, okay.
And it, nice. Even though it was, you know, 6 a.m, I basically stood right by the curb, and I could look on the map, and I could see her, quote-unquote, pulling up kind of thing, and I could see her getting closer, and all I did was just lean over, and me, with my bad eyes, I was able to see her very clearly. I just waved, and she saw me with two bags. And she said,
you know,
and she said, hi, Steve.
You know, everybody's listening to this. Like, they're like, what a bunch of noobs. People have been using Uber for years. I know. And here we are just now, like, well, what about X? Well, Lucy. Such a sheltered life.
I haven't had the need for it, I'll say. So this is totally new to me. But I will say the one thing Matt said, and I have heard this before, if you're coming out of an airport, you cannot get an Uber X. You cannot get an Uber Black. You cannot get an Uber SUV, because most of those airports have exclusive contracts to only allow quote unquote real taxis to come up to them.
Mm, okay.
So if you're at an airport and you don't want a taxi, I don't know. You're going to have to walk, I guess. I don't know.
Have some rusty minivan come pull up.
I guess. That works. Yeah. That smells funny.
Well, yeah, you have to go there.
Well, you know. So that's everything I have, Eric.
Thank you for enlightening me about Uber.
No problem. I will tell everyone out there, if you're in a place off hours, you need a ride, don't hesitate. Load Uber. See what's available to you. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Now, how did you guys talk about Lyft at all?
No.
Or not? Okay.
No.
Because I honestly, this time I didn't see any Lyft cars when I was in Chicago. Usually I typically do see them when they got the big pink mustache on the front of them. This time I didn't see any.
I don't know. I don't trust a car with a mustache.
Overheat too much.
Maybe that's just me. Okay, that's all I have for the show. I want to thank Eric for coming out. I want to thank Steve C for everything he has done in the realm of podcasting, and everything he's done in the realm of Podnuts, and for his friendship throughout this year.
Yes, thank you, Steve. We're gonna miss you, buddy.
Absolutely. I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone who does go to podnuts.com/Amazon, and we will see everyone next week.